Welcome once again to the Words with Jam podcast. Our latest offering is Helen Smith's very funny story, Aubergine, about a crisis in one woman's life that pushes a friendship to breaking point. Music is by Kevin MacLeod.
My name is Helen Smith. My story is about a friend of mine called Claire. I haven't seen her or heard from her in a while, but we were once very close. We used to talk on the phone all the time, and she rang me up one day and she said, "You know, I woke up this morning and something wasn't right." And I said to her, "Well, Claire, it's our age, isn't it? Increasingly, we're going to wake up in the morning with a general feeling of malaise." And she said, "Oh no, it's not that. It's a physical thing. It's a discoloration of the skin." Well, I remembered from science lessons at school that a cherry red discoloration of the skin could be a symptom of poisoning. She said, "No, it's not carbon monoxide poisoning. Maybe it'll get better in a few days. I'll ring you and let you know." So the next time I spoke to her, she said it had got worse. The discoloration of the skin was now purple. So I said to her, "Well, have you tried putting an upside-down glass tumbler on the skin? Because if there are raised purple dots..." "No," she said, it's not meningitis. I think I'm turning into an aubergine." Well, normally I try and relate any remark back to the fact that we're women or our age or what use is a man. But I couldn't see any way to link what she'd just said to any of those things. So I simply said to her, "You think you're turning into a vegetable?" She said, "Well, it's a fruit, technically." So I said, "Look, why don't you come round to my house? We'll open a bottle of wine, we'll have a couple of glasses, and we'll sort this thing out." And I have to say, I was quite keen to get a look at her. I wanted to know if she'd been ravaged by this disease or improved by it. I could imagine her with this gorgeous purple skin, perhaps a little bit squeaky to the touch, and this ripe, this fecund aubergine shape. But she didn't want to come round to my house, and nor did she want to put a photo of herself on Facebook or on Twitter. And nor was she going to send it by email. She said, "I think I need to find a self-help group." So she was going to look in the yellow pages and call me back and let me know. And she did call me back not long afterwards to say that she'd found somewhere, and it sounded very promising. She'd spoken to the people responsible, and they were meeting the next night. It was called Managing Change. So she would call me and give me an update after she'd been along. And I didn't hear from her for days. I called her, obviously, again and again. And I started to get really worried about her. I thought I was going to have to go round to her house and break the door down. Something terrible must have happened. And just as I was really about to do that, she called me. I said to her, "Claire, how are you? Are you any better? How was the self-help group?" She said, "Well, I went along and they started talking about exit strategies, but it was nothing to do with suicide. And they talked about organigrams, but it was nothing to do with sexual intercourse. And they talked about transparency and transformation and empowerment." So I said, "Well, was it a cult?" She said, no, that's jargon. That's how people talk to each other in offices." This was a group of strangers who had met to discuss strategies for the best way to get a promotion at work. So I said, "Well, was it any use?" She said, "No, it was awfully dull. But I met someone." And the way she described it, he had hair like curly kale and his eyes were the colour of cucumber, and his heart, as she was later to discover, was like the heart of an iceberg lettuce. Tightly wrapped, intricately layered, and pure and fresh. And it was at that point that she and I began to disconnect. We had been really good friends for a very long time, and we'd loved each other, and we had shared everything. And yet a gap opened up that I have since been unable to close. Yes, she now had a boyfriend, and I didn't, and she was turning into an aubergine, and I wasn't. But for whatever reason, we were never that close again. We stayed in touch, of course, on Facebook, until quite recently, when I uploaded a very flattering photo of myself. I never upload any other kind. And I had just come back from holiday, and I was looking golden and glowing and bronzed. And she left a very strange comment underneath. She said, "You're looking rather orange in that photo." And then she said, "You're looking rather swollen in the middle." So I was offended, of course. So I typed back, "What are you trying to say, Claire?" And she said, "I think you're turning into a pumpkin." Well, I unfriended her on Facebook. I sulked for a few days. And then I thought, you know, I have been terribly lonely without talking to her. And perhaps there is some kind of physical manifestation of my loneliness that I haven't noticed. So when I saw that this self-help group was meeting again here tonight, I decided to come along. And there was a part of me that hoped that Claire might be here, though I don't see her, and that she might hear what I've got to say and that we might be reconciled. And I thought that even if you couldn't help me to manage my condition, I might at least get a shag out of it. So thank you for listening to my story. I look forward to listening to yours and perhaps talking to some of you in a bit more detail later on this evening. Thank you and good night.